Okay, here we go. Gentlemen, we're continuing in the Rambam Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter of Hilchos Trumas, Halacha Hey. Oh, the Parsha class giving us all the Kabbalah behind Truma and all these things. So if you hear the Parsha class, you'll understand more of the spiritual significance behind all it. See, Yaakov is just flying now. He's flying. He's like somewhere above the lights. He says, "Mom, he's not." You think he's sitting in the chair? He's not. He's flying.
There is no chair.
Okay, halacha hey. Other people who can or cannot separate truma. Although normally we say that people who are minors, we already said a minor. If a minor separates truma, it's not truma. But there's an exception to the minor rule. Katan shehigia laonas nedarim. A minor who has reached the age where he can legally make vows that are bound to him. And what age is that? For a boy, 12 years, and for a girl, 11 years. Even though they're not chayv of mitzvahs, special gzeiros custom of the Torah, that in vows, their vows are vows. Okay, that's an exception to the rule. And guess what truma really is? Truma is really a vow, because you're separating and saying, this is going to the Kohen. So therefore, even he hasn't brought two hairs, and he hasn't really reached the age of legal majority, still in Tarim, if he does separate Truma, Truma, even if it's biblical Truma, he can give it. Why? Since their vows, and what they make hektish, biblically, if a boy makes a vow, I vow not to do this, he's 12 years old, he is bound to the vow. If he has something, he makes it hektish, it becomes hektish. So truma is the same thing. As we learned in the laws of the Nedarim, truma is a form of a vow, and therefore it fits in with that as well.
So he can own property if he's 12?
He may. What if his parents died? Whatever. He can own things. His father can, whatever.
So it can't be annulled by the father.
We'd have to learn all the laws of annulment for that, but it would appear not. Now, let's move on now. Now we're going to deal with specific laws dealing with a shaliach. Vav. Ha'omer lishlucho. A person tells his agent, say utromli, go into my field, and I'm giving you permission, separate truma for me. V'holach litro. And he went to separate. But there's a problem. What's the problem? So let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, he sends the agent to do it. Now, he doesn't know what the agent's doing. He goes back to his base medrash to study. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he sees that it's a pile, a nice pile, sitting. He's got the big pile, 98%, and 2% is on the pile. Oh, looks like it's been separated. But he doesn't know for sure that it was the shliach who separated it. Now, ve'eni yodea im tarim v'im lo tarim. He doesn't know if he's separated or not. I know you're going to ask, why doesn't he ask him? Well, the guy left town. And you don't know if he forgot and he didn't do it. And maybe just some hobo came along and decided to, or maybe a goy just separated for you. We don't know who separated. We don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Uba matza kri tarum. He sees, though, the owner came back hours later. He sees the whole pile has been tithed. Now, we would normally would say, well, I guess we told the guy to tithe it, and it's tithe. I'd say I'd have a chazaka. I'd assume that that's what happened. Look what we say. Ein chazaka sotarim. There's no chazaka that it's been tithed properly. She'ein, because why? Even though we'd want to say that. She'ein omer b'yisurim. Now, normally there's a rule. There's a chazaka that a shliach does his job.
Yeah.
But that is a rule in dinei mominus. In financial matters, not laws of Isurim. Now, if the agent comes back and says he did it, then there's no doubt in my mind. But here's what he's not there anymore. And we have no one to ask. So even though if I would say for a monetary issue, and I send for a monetary issue, we say the chazak is that a shliach does a shlichus, but we don't say that rule by Isurim. In other words, for us to eat grain that possibly was not tithed kosher, that's a suffix isser now of eating tevel. So for tevel, we don't say, well, we got a chazaka, he probably do it. He's all, well, we're dealing with isser now. You want to talk about money issues? Okay, this is much more serious. So we don't say cheska shliach osher shlichos alahakol. We don't say we assume to be lenient by Yisr. Only if it will make us stringency by Yisr would we say this. And therefore, v'choshes, we have to be concerned. Shema acher Torah, maybe somebody else did it shelo bershus without his permission. Now you're going to ask, well, wait a minute. But it's possible when you do somebody else's permission. What did we learn before? What if he was someone's permission? Well, if he was happy with it, he likes it. Yeah. So what's the problem? The difference is when you specify a specific person to do it, it means I want you to do it and nobody else.
And it could have been a goy also.
But even if it's a Jew, it's not good. Because if I don't make any agent at all, and then one fine day I see my stuff's been separated. And Chaim Yankel, my best friend, says, I saw you needed to get separated. I separated. I did you a favor. And if I say, well, why didn't you separate better? And there was better. Then it says, then it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
If there was better. Right? And then I say, thank you. Say, thank you. It's okay. But here, when I said, I want you to do it. You're my agent. When I said you, why did I say you and not the other guy? Because I want you and I don't want anybody else. When I make one guy an agent, that means he's the agent and nobody else is the agent. I trusted you and not somebody else. That's why I made you the agent. Maybe that's what he did. And we can't do that. So therefore, we have to be concerned somebody else did it without his permission. Now, since you specifically made an agency, that's why somebody else cannot go and do it. And that's why the truma is not a truma. If you didn't say anything and you do it, then it's somebody else does it. Then we could decide later if the guy wanted it or not. But here, when you told him something, it won't work for somebody else.
Is that what we had with the get also? You can't sublet it? I give it to you as my shaliach. You can't give it to somebody else? So.
That's right. It's not so simple. And we can't. And if he doesn't come back and say he did it, we don't know if he did
it.
That's Isser. That's Isser. We can't just rely he did it. He has to come back and tell us, I did it. And this is the story.
How do you think your best friend did it?
You got a problem. What? How do you fix
it?
No, you assume that no truma was given, and then you're going to have to find ways to fix it up. You'd have to give more. You'd have to say, as a suffix, you're going to say, I'm giving, let's say, see, it's not so simple now. Because you can't take the old, it's very complicated. Because what if there was truma? So he has to go to the 98. Probably has to make like a doubt, what do you call, a truma on doubt. You know, it says, okay, I'm taking now two more. If the other thing wasn't truma, I want this to be truma on everything, and it works on the other thing as well. And if the other thing was, then this is really nothing. You give it to the coin, and the coin eats it, altaris ha-kodesh, mitam suffik. That's
it. Why couldn't you just put the piles back together?
You can't. Because we're going to find, once you separate truma, I'll tell you like this, Howard. If you do it, you want to really mess somebody up. You really want to really mess somebody up, Howard. If you really don't like somebody, that's what you can do.
Howard, don't do this.
You go by people's fields. The guy just separated 2 out of 100. 98, 2. You want to mess him up? You go, you take the two.
No!
That's truma.
No!
You put it right in the middle of the pile.
Oh,
mix it all around.
Oh,
and guess what? Oh, no. I don't know. And that's all now goes to the coin at a bargain price.
Why are you complaining, Sam?
The coin. You can't eat it. It's all suffik truma. It's not just suffik. It's all mixed in.
Bargain wheat.
That's the worst thing you can do. So that's, you can't, Howard, you just can't put it back. Because what if it really is true? Then you're going to mess the whole thing up. So that's why you got to be awfully careful. We're going to see some halachos later on in this parak that said we have to do things to make sure it doesn't slip back in. It could be major problems.
If the shaliach comes back and confirms that he's done it.
The shaliach.
Comes back and he confirms that he's done it.
Can we assume he's telling the truth?
We don't need ADM or anything like that.
No, because we believe that far the chazakah, the hill's going to do it. He tells you he did it. Listen, we're not going to start assuming that people are lying like that. I mean, that we have to have some semblance
of civility. He wouldn't tell him.
Okay, halacha Zion. Now, this becomes another issue with a shliach. Ha'omer l'shlucha, you tell your agent, say utron, go and separate truma for me. Now, the question is, how much should the shliach separate? Because we know it's a sliding scale, depending on the stinginess or philanthropic
biblically,
nature.
Biblically, there's any amount.
Okay, so what does he do? So the halacha is, toreim, as much as he can, kedai toshovais, he should separate based on what kind of his knowledge of the nature of the owner is. So you got to kind of know him a little bit. If he knows, oh man, that's Scrooge. Chaim Scrooge. Right? Chaim Scrooge tells me to separate. I know what he wants. Shu balai and ra. This guy's got a jaundiced eye. Mafrish, I should only give 1/60th. You know he wouldn't give more than himself, and he'd be upset if you did more than that.
Oh,
give 1/60th. Bal nefesh sveya. If he's a very generous person, you know he's a, you know, it's like everybody at this table. Mafrish echad marbam. You'd separate one out of 40 because you don't want to get. And what if you just plumb don't know? Well, simple. If you don't know what kind of guy he is, you go with the average. Mafrish lo benonis. You give 1/50th. Echad me chamishim.
What? You gave a 40th?
Okay, now, that's the general rule. Now we're going to see if you deviate from the general rule.
Is there a maximum that somebody can get to the car? Can you give your whole field to the car?
Not the whole field, but anything less than the whole field. You can give 99%. We already learned you can't give 100%.
If you really like Sam,
give him 99%.
Why can't you give him the whole
field? Well, I can't give Howard. We can't go back to the ground.
It's
got
to be separated. Give him the whole field. There's no separation.
Anyway, very good. Okay. Now, two more situations where you don't do exactly as you're told. What if niskavin lebimonos? So let's say the shlech, he planned on doing a 50. Let's say he didn't know what the guy could do. He said, okay, I'm going to go with the 50. And that's what he planned. But remember, is this done with specific measurements?
No.
Truman? No, it's guesstimate. You eyeball it. So he went, okay, I'm going to give 1/50th. But then after he finishes, look what it turned out. It turns out he gave a 40th.
Oh boy.
He wanted to give it, which would be, he wanted to do what was right, but he just messed up on the guesstimation. Oh, Echad gave 1/60th. What's the law? Truma so truma. Mm-hmm. The truma's truma. Why? So the commentaries say because really, the owner himself could have given 1/40th or 1/60th, and once you appoint the guy a shliach, the shliach is no worse than the owner himself, and therefore, since he wanted to do what was the right thing, but he messed up, so he's just like the Baal HaBayis. And you know what if the Baal HaBayis wanted to give 1/50th and he gave 1/40th? It would also work out.
Yeah.
So you're doing no different than the Baal HaBayis, but this is only when you have the right intentions. Next halacha. But what if, you know, let's say you know the guy's an average guy, or let's say you don't know, but you know, you got to give, if you don't know, you give a 50th. And that's what you're supposed to do. But now he initially wants to do what he's not supposed to do. The guy says, will you do me a favor and separate your, I don't know you. That's fine. Can you do it anyway? Yes, fine. I'll do it for you. I don't know who he is. Okay, I should give 1/50th. You know, I'm going to mess him up. I'm going to give more. Make him give more. So now he's already not doing his shlichus. Vitarim, there's a typo coming up over here. Vitarim afilo echad not mitishim v'tisha, but arboim v'tisha. He gives 1/49th on purpose. That means he's giving more. 1/49th is more than 1/50th, right?
Just a little bit more.
Even a little bit more. Ain't trumasa trum. It's not a trum at all because he purposely didn't do it the way it was supposed to be done. And therefore, he's nullified his shlichus. He's gone against his shlichus.
What happens then?
It's nothing. It's like nothing happens. Like nobody did anything. It's not truma. It's nothing happened. Start over. Put it back. It's not true at all. The agency was stripped away from him.
That you can put back.
And then you put that because nothing really happened.
He didn't do anything.
Okay.
But I mean, we could misestimate it anyways.
But he wasn't misestimating. He did on purpose.
This is intentional.
That's all point. On purpose is on purpose. On purpose means you can't be a shliach. If I sell you, Howard, here, I want you to go and buy me a quart of milk and don't spend more than $2 on it. Right, but I only have a 5 because I don't have any change. But make sure bring me a 3, and you go and the milk costs $5. Bring $5. Guess what, Howard? I'm not buying. You owe me $5, and you go take the milk yourself because you didn't do what I told you to do. Okay.
He's the president.
Halacha ches. Halacha ches. We now are going to talk about partners, and we're going to know can a partner A be a shliach to give truma from the whole group. For both of them, is that allowed or not? We will discuss what kind of partnerships involved. And we already know that partners are obliged to give truma. Both of them together gives their truma. Question is, can partner A give for the both of them as a shliach, even without permission?
But we know that. We know it's part of the rule to that, because if one is a goy, we see clearly the other guy has to give to.
This is not a goy. We're talking about two Jews.
Two Yidden.
Ches. Peres hashutafim, fruits that belong to partners, chayavis betruma. They, in total, they both have to give truma. The partnership has to give truma. Umaisros, umaishenemer, because it says an extra word here. Shenemer maisro seichem, your tithes. Why does it say your tithes? Meaning, afil shenam. Even if two people own the tithes, you have to give the tithes. Now, here's a general rule, but not a perfect rule. Complete. Vashutafim einat tzrichin l'shrusim. Partners do not have to ask permission one from the other. Ella, like this, let's say partner. Let's say they've just finished harvesting. And there's 100 bushels of wheat. So now, what's the next step is going to be, is, okay, I get 50 bushels. You're going to get 50 bushels. Right. And we're going to go home. So partner A happens to come in early in the morning. He wants to take his 50 home. He can't take anything home because nothing's been tithed yet.
Oh, it's all tithed.
So he says, well, what do we got? We got 100 over here, and I want to take 50. Okay, I'm going to take 2 aside. That's for the coin. Now, everything is now good. I'm taking my 49, and I'm out of here. Okay? Then, an hour later, the other partner comes and says, whoa, what went on over here? My partner went and he gave the truma. So the halacha is, it's okay. It's okay. Because we assume ela kol ha-termim truma ha-truma. The truma is truma because we assume that as partners, you take liberties with each other all the time. You're partners. That's what partners are. So obviously we had to give truma. So I'm a partner and you must trust me to a certain degree because we're a partnership. Yeah. So it's like I did it without your rishus, but you know it's good what I want. But that's not always going to be so because you never know what kind of partners you have. Uh-oh. Now, the general rule is one partner give without telling the other one because we assume we're okay. Now, what if Taram Echad Mehem? But let's say like this. Let's say the first guy, that's exactly what happens. He separates 2%, but let's say he didn't divide the whole thing. He just, right now, he had just time to separate Chuma. It takes time, so I'm going to separate the, let's say first partner comes at 9 o'clock. Okay, you know, I'm going to separate 2%. I'm going to come back in an hour, and then I'm going to take my share. Because I've already separated 2%.
49%.
Now, that's part Reuven. He does not tell Shimon what he did. Shimon comes at 9:30. He looks at the pile. And he figures nothing's been given yet. Oh, no. He doesn't know it's been given. For whatever reason, he doesn't see.
He's not sitting anywhere.
Yeah, I guess the 2% went in another place. He doesn't know. And now he goes and gives 2% of the crop. Approximation of 2% of the crop.
Even though it's already been done.
So now the question, what's going to happen then? Which truma was the legal one and which one wasn't?
Usually the first.
So Taram Echadem, let's say one of them gave for the whole amount. Uba Hashem, the second guy goes, and he doesn't know the first guy gave truma. Vitaram truma shnia. And he gave a second truma also for the whole amount of what was left. Yeah. Why did he do that? Sharei lo yada shakavir. He doesn't know that his friend, his partner, did that beforehand. Now the question is, well, what do we go? We go with number one, we go with number two. So it depends what the nature of the partnership was. Some partnerships, we know that they trust each other. Some partners, we know they don't trust each other. So, im haya mefachin zelze, if they relied on each other.
You have mefachin? In other words, I have memachin. What do you
mean? Memachin, I'm sorry. Memachin, but I read it incorrect. But it means rely. Okay. It means they rely. In other words, everybody relies on what the other guy does. If you know they got the kind of relationships they have. So now, what happened? Well, the first guy, when we find out afterwards, after the guy gives the second truma, then a few minutes later, Reuven comes back and says, what did you do? Well, I separated, but I already did it for you. So if they each trust each other, then what happens? Well, the first truma is the real truma. Right. Yeah. Second one, totally, you can't give truma a second time once truma's been given once. So truma sheni, the second separation, ain't a truma. It's not a truma, because had he known, the first guy would have done it. He wouldn't have separated. But that's if they trust each other.
Oh.
But the imlo hayubamachim, what if they don't trust each other? And a lot of things they don't let the other guy do. So now you went and did the truma without my permission, eh? Now it depends if what the first guy did would have been acceptable to the second guy, but we'll only know that by what the second guy did. In other words, even though I don't trust him, but sometimes it'll still work, and sometimes it won't work. If I normally trust him, then whatever he did was okay. Right. Well, he gave a 50th, a 40th, a 60th. You know, I'm not going to be so particular because I trust him. Give a little more, give a little less. But if you don't trust him, then it depends. And we have to see exactly how much did the first guy give and how much did the second guy give. we can understand what kind of guy the second guy is if he appreciated what the first guy did because he doesn't trust him. So let's say if they weren't trusting each other, Vitarma Rishon Kashir, and the first guy, the amount he gave was exactly the same percentage that the second guy gave. So then, ain't Trumas Hashem, ain't Trumas. The second Trumas is not a Trumas. Because even though he doesn't trust the first guy did exactly what the second guy would have done, and that's fine. However, lo tarim harishon kashir. But what if the first guy did not give the same percentage as the second guy? Let's say he gave less. Then now we say like this: Trumas Shnehem Truma. Both of their Trumas are Truma. What does he mean to say? It means to say that what each one gave works for his half and not for the other guy's half. So when the guy gave, the first guy gave a smaller amount, and then came the second guy and gave a larger amount, and they don't trust each other, so nobody can do anything for anybody. Because they don't trust, and you see, they didn't conform. So when the first guy did, we say like this: what you gave Truma for the whole thing, it'll work for your half. And when the second guy gives what he thought for the whole thing, it'll work for his half. Because I didn't trust you, and you didn't trust me. So then each one, so now we'll give him back. Well, really, it's still worse. So it's like they gave extra truma. So who gains in the deal? The coin gets it all. Say each one took care of their half, and now both one gives to everything that is there.
Actually, 1/25th instead of 1/50th.
That's what it comes out. Because they didn't trust each other, and each one was doing it on their own. So everyone gets that. Yes, sir.
I have friends in Israel, they have fruit trees in their backyard. Married couple, they would just basically leave a note for each other that I've taken truma. Like that would just be a simple kind of thing.
You want to talk about your family?
Let's friends. Look in.
Yeah, they're friends.
No. I mean,
we're going to talk couple. About. We're going to see. Ram's going to discuss all these cases a little bit later on. What happens? People in your house separate truma. Can they do it or not?
It's just an infinitesimal amount.
It's only if he's married.
But it's been done. So
we will talk about it. If they were allowed to do it, is. If not, not. We will talk. We're going to talk about it.
Even in this case.
Premature.
It's only the intent has to be the same. If the amounts aren't exactly the same because they were just estimating 50.
Yeah, if it's in the same ballpark, you could tell the guy wanted to give it in one way or another way.
It's not going to be identical.
It's not going to be to the 0.000 percentile. But if it looks about the same, then they both accomplished the same thing. But you could tell real good farmers know big difference in 1/40th and 1/60th.
Oh, yeah.
A farmer can know.
I know 1/49th to 1/50th.
Okay, so that's not, they're not worried about that because they themselves wouldn't be so accurate. But if it's a big difference, then of course it makes a difference. Tess, ha'omer l'shutafo, what if you tell your partner, o leben beso, oh, somebody who is serving in your house, like a servant in your house, Ola Avdo, or your Canaanite slave who can be made a shliach for truma because he's a ben bris in certain amount of mitzvahs. Ola Shivchasa or his Canaanite maid servant. Litrom, to give truma. Vahocho litrom, and they go to give the truma. And as they're going, but before they separated, Ubitel Shlichuso, the owner said, no, I changed my mind, I don't want him to do it.
Whoa.
But he doesn't tell him.
Whoa.
But he himself said, I don't want him to do it. And it came out he nullified the shlichus before the shliach did it. That's very important because if it's after shliach, it's too late. But you did that. So now it depends. If the shliach did exactly as he was told, he says take off 2% mac, and he does exactly 2%. Trumaso truma.
Whoa.
The truma is a good truma. And because the words of the Baal Bais can't nullify the words of the Shliach, because what's the Shliach really doing? He's just saying words.
Yeah.
He's just saying words. So these words can't nullify those words. Now, the commentators have a big problem with this Rambam, because this is the opinion of Reish Lakish, who we normally don't hold like in the Gemara. And it seems to contradict a Rambam in other places, when we're talking about Hilchas Ishus, where you send the Shliach to do something, to give a get or something like that, and you nullify him. The Rambam says, even if he does what he does, it's not.
Right.
This is a big discussion why the Rambam flips on this, but not the answer is not for now. So that's if he did what he did, then he's not out. But what if him shina? What if the shliach does change? For example, let's say the owner told him, "Trom me not soften. You don't want me to separate. I want you to separate from the northern side. For trom me, don't separate from the southern side." Since he nullified him from the beginning, and the guy didn't do what he told him to do, ain't a truma, then the truma's not.
But normally
a
that would
truma.
Be okay. If he didn't nullify him, he took from the.
So it'll be okay.
It would be okay. That he took the wrong side, it would still be okay.
That'll be okay, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, he still gave truma. Still gave truma.
Yeah.
Did he give truma?
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah? And then he did that, so that's okay. All right, we're going to stop it here. Go ahead, guys. That was good.